Unit 14. Wind. Air in motion is called wind. It is caused because the sun does not heat all of Earth in an even pattern due to the uneven distribution of land and water across the surface. Warm air does not weigh as much as cold air, so it rises above the cooler air, leaving an area of low pressure behind. The cooler air then moves to fill this hole. As this is happening, the warm air cools down and falls back to Earth. This creates air moving in many directions from many different places and causes the wind to blow. There are four main types of winds: prevailing, jet streams, trade, and local. Prevailing winds are caused because the sun directly hits the equator all year round. They constantly blow over certain areas of the world because the temperature is constantly warm at the equator and cold at the poles, creating a pressure difference. The warm air blows towards the poles, where it then cools off. The direction of these winds largely depends on the Earth's rotation, so that winds in the southern hemisphere blow towards the left, and in the northern hemisphere they move right. Jet streams blow about 10 kilometers off of the Earth's surface, in circles around each hemisphere. Winds from jet streams reach speeds of 200 kilometers an hour. Pilots use jet streams to decrease flight time much the same as a ship captain might use ocean currents. Jet streams can move large chunks of air quickly and greatly impact the weather. Trade winds are much lighter winds than prevailing winds, and they constantly blow from the southeast or northeast towards the equator. Doldrums are places where trade winds come together and meet. In these areas, there is almost no wind to speak of at all. Finally, local winds are winds that depend on the geographic region. They are different depending on which country you are in and what the natural features are of that area. Large bodies of water and mountains play a large part in affecting the direction and intensity of these winds.